We will read. We are now going to read an article, something by the Rav. I'll give you a background. Many leaders have gathered in the United Nations this week, Trump and European leaders, and also Benjamin Netanyahu, who spoke about Israel. He gave a 40-minute speech, and the Rav related to that speech, to the message. And from Rav's words, we have written an article. We will read it now. And Rav wanted all of us to integrate in the messages that are in here, that we'll ask about them and scrutinize them deeply. The topic is the United Nations ignoring the...
Maybe later we'll do a workshop about it or something. Why do I want you to hear this? Because it belongs to dissemination. The speech of Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister in the UN, was impressive. The perfect English, his ability to pass messages in a complex way were very good. You could critique him nonstop, but there's no question that his role as a leader and his representation of Israel is perfect. He's not simple. There are great forces behind him and brilliant forces behind him. People with amazing abilities who serve the intelligence and security of Israel. Giants who are very talented and have brought great developments on cyber technology and water, etc. In his speech, he exposed the...
Slower.
Again.
They're asking to start again. From the beginning and do it slow, otherwise we can't translate you.
The speech of the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the UN was impressive. The rhetorical talents, the perfect English, the ability to bring forth complex messages that are echoing in the world are to his merit. You could critique him nonstop, but there is no doubt that his role as a leader and his representation of Israel, he does loyally all around the world. And he's not the only partner in this success. Behind him are immense forces and brilliant people. People with great, amazing abilities which serve the security and intelligence in Israel. Giants and geniuses who support and great people who brought great developments in water, agriculture, cyber technology, health, and much more. But even when Netanyahu exposed in his article the secret nuclear plant in Tehran, the precise missiles in Beirut, and the fact that Iran never let go of their nuclear weaponry, it did not leave much of an impression. Because no one looks at these revelations as a claim that we're talking about things that do not have missiles. I am the son of a historian, Netanyahu said on the speech, and his words to the leaders of Europe assured to give Iran more money. I'm asking, not as the son of a historian, but as a Jew, as a resident of the world, as someone who lives in the 20th century, and are the leaders of Europe not learning anything from history? Did they not learn? Will they not awaken? With all respect to history as they express it, the historians, there are also Kabbalists amongst humanity. People with spiritual attainment who see a different picture. People who are brave-hearted, with great might, who have a meticulous decision that they are going to battle for the first degree for the unity of Israel. These Kabbalists who get their forces from the sources of our inheritance call us to awaken. They're pointing to a very clear trend in the relation of the nations of the world towards Israel. They see that there's a wave of anti-Semitism that is going to strengthen and wash all the Jews all over the world. This hatred that will rise to higher peaks that we have yet to see. It'll come out of proportion, this hatred towards Israel's and towards the Jews. No nation will seek justification for the negative attitude and hostile towards Israel. The nations could be proud of their despicable actions, just like in Germany in the 30s, and no leader will be able to lower those flames, not even Trump. Kabbalah is the only wisdom that explains rationally the irrational hatred of Israel. It explains that the phenomenon of anti-Semitism, which clothes a new face in every generation, is a law that stems from the internality of nature. There is no resistance to a law, but to recognize well the laws of nature and the essence of creation. That's why Baal HaSulam, the Kabbalist Yehuda Schlag, wrote that only through the spread of the wisdom of Kabbalah in the multitude of people we will merit the whole redemption. The only cause that prevents us from reaching connection and unity at home is the one that the nature of man, which is made upon pure egoism, that disturbs us from making healthy relations between people that are based only on us being able to build a system of life that is improving the mechanisms of our social being. According to Kabbalists, the way to rise above the egoistic nature and prevent destruction and bloodshed is to stop the exploitation and destroying of others only through the force that is between us in Israel. This immense resource was meant to deal with anti-Semitism, and it's to create good and pleasant life. And this revelation of Abraham was through the common effort of people to build good connections above the egoistic rejection that is built in people in a new spiritual plane and feeling perfection and harmony of all of nature. Love thy friend as thyself is the great rule in the Torah and is the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah. The people of Israel, the group of Kabbalists that gathered around Abraham in Babel about 4,000 years ago, are actually the representatives of the 70 nations of the world. They were the infrastructure of the spiritual ideology for the building of the Israeli nation in the promised land. Hence, since Israel is a main crossroad in humanity, any trend to awaken the force of connection will cause the immediate spread of the good to the rest of the nations of the world. Nature is a global integral system that connects all people in complete mutual dependency, with concealed connections but stable and complex. The phenomenon of anti-Semitism has risen in Israel and are neglecting, as they neglect their role and neglecting the unity and solidarity and friendship and support that are in them. It is disappointing to see how we've been through all these generations that have risen to come and destroy us, and we didn't learn anything from history. The relations of hate towards Israel and between us define the hatred of the nations of the world towards us. And not that humanity has a choice to hate Israel. Even lacking the knowledge of it, the essence of the hatred that is from the nations of the world is to move the Jews to implement their spiritual essence and fate. Iran in its time is the role of the heads of the international anti-Israel community. The heart of kings and ministers is in the hand of the Lord. Hence, there's no point in blaming the exaggeration, but to point a blaming finger at ourselves. Speech after speech, diagram after diagram, the discovery of nuclear bombs over and over will not bring the knowledge of towards Israel that changes. Subconsciously, humanity does not expect of us and from itself technology, only the spiritual thing. And this can only bring the prosperity and higher values of unity. In the end, the people of Israel will unite with all their heart and might and soul. They will supply happy and good life to billions of people around the world. We will prevent disease, terror, and crises. And we won't have to be proud of amazing achievements that we have made that spoiled ourselves. Humanity expects from a speech in this spirit and for a practical plan that will come from it. In this move, the UN will actually support and not resist, and this will be a move that will bring great support amongst the nations to Israel.
What could we change or add? What do you think? But let's do it quickly and briefly.
We're missing the connection between the fact that Israel unites, how this brings peace and prosperity in the world. It's not clear the connection between the unity here and the good state of the nations of the world.
So it's written that we're like representatives of the world.
Yes, but a little about the world crisis. What's the connection between the unity here, that what the world is suffering from, that connection here can create prosperity there?
Okay, we should add something about that.
It's too loaded with information and details, and it can confuse whoever's reading. You need to try to understand what the major message is, and to take off the whole story of Abraham and all that, it...
So then you have no foundation.
It's clear, but it's one article.
Well, we hear, but we're not going to use it, because without that foundation, you have nothing to say.
I would add more about the solution. Because from all those things, you don't really hear where you need to focus.
In the connection in Israel.
Yes, but to interpret a little bit more that connection for the simple reader. Because I am just, if I read such an article, I get annoyed. They're not telling me what I have to do.
What you need to do. Yeah, we're not speaking about the implementation here. Yes, Seth.
In this article, you always feel very naive. The problems, they're difficult and they're big and the solutions, it's only unity. It feels very naive.
Feels what? Oh, naive. The solution is supposedly...
Okay. I get up in the morning. What should I do?
Yep. Yeah, here we're not speaking about the deeds, but the reasons for the troubles for now. Yep.
I think the problem is that it starts that it's ostensibly about this speech, and it doesn't really mention the speech.
The continuation?
It's like it starts from the speech, but the speech is not mentioned in the...
Yeah, but what else do I need to relate to this speech? The speech is just to explain to the world that there's atomic bombs there and more problems, but we don't need more than that. And that Bibi isn't giving a solution. He thinks the whole world is taking care of it, and they won't. Yes, Moshe.
It's written, of course, to a secular audience, but many verses, and it's like it's laws of nature for redemption. It's like a regular person is supposed to accept that, like the laws of physics, like gravity. There's things that you need to maybe use other words or something like that. Not necessarily. Where's all that from?
You hear Dudi? You have to. He's already standing there, but you have to add below. Those remarks, those additions. what we mean by it. Yeah.
First of all, it's written very beautiful. Also about the matter of what to do, the end is not clear. What is the plan to suggest a plan to the nations of the world? What's the plan? It's not clear.
The nations of the world, we have nothing to offer them. What we do, you'll see a result in them.
So what's the plan in the end? Is the plan for us, for what we have to do?
The plan is for the people of Israel. He starts, but he doesn't finish it.
I think you need to say a few words about that plan. I think you need to write a few words about the plan of what to do, like the friend said.
To connect.
How?
Well, that... It all depends on the connection. Without the connection, the anti-Semitism rises again, another wave will come, and you won't be able to stop it. Whatever you won't do, you can have 1,000 speeches throughout, everywhere, nothing will help. You don't have to listen to the news, you don't... Whatever you want, nothing. Only one thing will help. Only connection between the Jews. If it won't be, so the Creator will make sure it happens through suffering. That's it. The plan is exist. But it will exist, but by suffering.
The last thing I think is that the plan of the connection of the Jews needs to be aimed, that it all starts from the children. Maybe there the plan will seem more real.
Okay, I'm listening. Yeah.
I think this whole article, in its essence, is an approach, and that no one can
connect
to 100%. For every word, if we sit, we will find someone that will say it's not agreeable. I don't.
So we need more and more of these articles, and along with the external pressure and the problems that'll come. Just like upon us, it can't happen at once and nicely from just listening. But that's how it works. What can you do?
I think it's actually positive, because in the area of all the nonsense of the internet and that background, it's so different and so... It simply stands out how much there's a completely different approach here.
Okay, good. Yes, Gilad.
I think it's an excellent article. It's also the line that we're always going with. It's just missing to show that it's a phenomena, that's a historical phenomena. Examples, 2-3 examples from nature, from history, that we united.
Oh, the destruction of the temple, you can take there.
Yes, but we need to put it to show, look, here again, just like Moshe said, law of nature is not what's happening with the flies. It's a law of nature, is a phenomena that is happening, and it's being described, and here it's happening now, and here again. If we unite, it'll be good. If we don't unite, it'll be bad.
So I'm asking, go into Facebook, read the article, and whatever you think you can add, but really briefly, send it to Dudi. That's it. And then he'll see to complete it or not. Yes, Cohen.
Where is this going?
It's on my Facebook page. You want to publish it somewhere else, please?
In the morning you said something like an article for the United States.
No, that's something else. That's something else. It'll be translated, Dudi. Asaf's translating it, and then he's going to give it on to dissemination in English. Shamil.
I think that most of the people of Israel are aware that there is a lot of suffering, and the article is really beautiful. I think the attitude which needs to change is, instead of seeing the other outside force as bad, we need to emphasize more on the article where we need to change. And it adds in the article, it talks about how much we need to connect and to give this light to the world. But that attitude of change within between our people is what is required in the end. That it is us which needs to change.
It's not clear?
That's not understood from the article?
But it doesn't emphasize the main thing, that it is us that needs to change.
שדווקא זה צריך להביא לשינוי. טוב, בסדר.
אוקיי.
אם אתם חכמים כאלה, למה אתם לא כותבים?
If you're so smart, why aren't you writing yourselves? Those that raised their hand, I want an article from each of you till this evening on my table, including Nessie. You understand what it says here, you understand this clearly, we talked about it 1,000 different times. Why don't you write? I'm not talking about you. Take the mic, say something.
About the article. In the end it was explained that we need to unite. One example, what is to unite? To give alms to the poor, to respect your father and mother. What is it? What does it mean to unite? Because here they're still asking, what's unity? Something for the people, simple for the people. Change your attitude towards the other. Don't honk at people on the street.
In short, for sure we're missing here at least a sentence about the destruction of the temple, and how is it possible to do this, to reach unity in our time, and so to bring the entire world back to connection. Guys, what? You, back there.
Rav, I think it was a great article. I wouldn't take anything away from it.
Thank you.
I would just add to it in that regards. Specifically, I would maybe take a few excerpts from Bibi Netanyahu's speech, and then from there I'd elaborate on them. I would also give some examples of specific crises and situations happening in the world, and then from there I would elaborate on how connection can help improve those situations. And the last thing I have to say is, I don't mind writing an article if you say so. Tada.
Maybe we really have to broaden it a bit, make a few articles out of it. I understand that there are limitations regarding the width of the magnitude.
I'm hearing in the voices of the friends that what's missing is how to connect. This is talking about what the problem and the problem generally. How it needs to be done practically, a plan, 1, 2, 3.
Write it in the last sentence that about the realization, about the role of Israel, how
article.
Do we do it, practically what do we have to do, in the next article.
Just to be more precise with what Dudi said, the demand, like Nessie just presented it, it's the what it means to connect. I mean, it's easier to say, for example, in a simple way, what it's not to connect, to show how we're not connected today, and by that to emphasize what does need to be. And it's not how to connect. Also, the how connect it was talked about a lot, but in this article, it's clear he's not talking about how to connect. And also, one sentence in the end, I don't think that's what they asked for. They asked for a plan, and that needs to be in some other article that talks about the how. But on the what to connect, what is not connection, what is connection, that maybe needs to give a little bit more of a feeling and a depiction by example.
Everyone's free to write. Please write. Just send it for examination so that it won't turn out that Nebuch are writing rubbish because you're associated with Nebuch. And so?
Ma.
What?
For Netanyahu, people hate Bibi so much that they hear that there's no doubt that he did his role as a leader that may cause a little bit antagonism to the support, meaning the fact that there's no doubt in your article that could create a doubt.
I'm not talking personally about him. I'm saying that he gave a good speech. That's it. And no one can say that he didn't. Only those that hate him because of for other reasons.
No, it said there's no doubt that he did his job as a leader. And for that, he writes here that there's those who have a doubt about him, about that topic. And then you're creating more antagonism by saying that there's no doubt.
I don't care about the antagonism. Leave me alone. I care to say what's the truth by nature.
For the reader to divide the speech as subtitles versus one...
it's hard for them to swallow. One lump. Okay. People are limited. It's hard. I have to do it slowly. Right? Okay. You can make a big article out of this article, not 1 hour, not one page, but 10 pages.
From Jerusalem, they send everyone the full text for dissemination and to take out slogans and messages and put out in the net many short contents, also a short, concentrated message.
Guys, it's all up to you. It's in your hands. It's now on my Facebook. But you can continue. It's all in your hands. You can make a ruckus around it, extend it, explain it. It's up to you, in short.
Sergei from Moscow is saying we should focus more on the roles and goals of the State of Israel to give education to Israel. It's very long text. Shorten it to a third of it. That's what he says.
He should write them.
That's what we said before, that whoever wants, he can shorten and do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the problem is that to make it longer or shorter, you always lose something. That's always how it is. That's how the world is.
There's Denise from Moscow says, it's not clear the explanation about anti-Semitism. Eventually, what was it created for? What was anti-Semitism created for?
Anti-Semitism was created in the nations of the world, in this group, which is against this group, which is the essence of all of the nations of the world, for them to bring the correction, to make the correction, because those people that are Israel, that are internally aimed straight at the Creator, they are the ones that have to bring the connection, and from them it'll spread on to everyone. This is the reason for the hate. I'm not so... I don't really want to hear about... For sure that you have bright ideas and good things and explanations, but do it in practice. In practice, in all languages. And then it's going to be to the benefit of everyone, and not just say a few words here and to feel that that's it, you did your job. This is a completely unacceptable approach. But to continue, you just have to see this as the reason for starting to work. And we're moving on to the 16th part. That's it, mister. I don't care what anyone says. It won't change anything. Video, audio, I don't care what. Sing songs, you, whatever. You have to continue.
Shelo nevosh velo